The steadfast love of the Lord never cease, he said. His mercies never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never cease, he said. His mercies never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never cease, he says. His mercies never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. They are new every morning, new every morning. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. Thank you for life this morning. Thank you for health this morning. Thank you for strength this morning. Thank you for a mind to seek your face early while you may yet be found. Thank you for your consistency. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, God, that you bless us with brand new mercies every single morning, God. Thank you for being a great and a faithful and a loving and a merciful God. We thank you for another day that you have made, because this is the day that you have made. You made this day. You formed this day. You ordained this day. You have purpose and plans for our lives on this day. And for that, we can have joy and we can celebrate the goodness and the greatness of our God. We thank you, God, that you have allowed for us to see a brand new day, God, because today was not promised. But we're thankful, God, that you blessed us with a good night's rest last night. We thank you that you blessed us to wake up this morning in our right minds, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways, God, so that the land will be healed. We find ourselves in prayer, God, because we as a nation, we need healing. We find ourselves in prayer this morning because we as a people, we need healing. God, we find ourselves in prayer this morning because we need healing in our families. We need healing in our homes. We need healing, God, in our finances. We find ourselves in prayer, God, because you are the only answer, oh God. You are the answer for the world today, God. You are the answer for the believer today, God. You are the only answer, the only solution to each and every single one of our problems. And so we look to you because you are the rock. You are the consistent rock that we can constantly depend upon. When friends and loved ones and families and others, God, fall short of our expectations, when they don't come through, when we look for them to come through, oh God, or when they don't do something that we expect them to do or we may need them to do, you're always faithful. You're always consistent. You promised in your word that if we would just call upon you, you would answer us. And not only would you answer us, but you would show us great and mighty things. God, forgive us when we made others our priority. Priority over you. Help us, oh God, today to get ourselves in line with you and in line with your word, to seek you first while you may yet be found, and to seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, so that you can add all these things unto us. Whatever it is we need, God, you got it, and we can find it in you, God. We can't find it just being around you, as we talked about last night in our Bible studies, God. We don't want to just be around you. We just don't want to know about you, but God, we want to know you intimately. God, we want to have a relationship with you, because the better we get to know you, God, the greater you are and the greater you can be in our lives. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. We find newness in you, God. We find strength in you, God. We find help, oh God, in you, in the mighty name of Jesus, when we are in Christ. Last night, God, we talked about that there is redemption in you, that there is sanctification in you, that there is life in you, God, that there is greatness in you, that there is a higher calling in you, God. When we find ourselves in Christ, Lord, we can receive those things that are above and beyond what we can ever ask for or think of. We find it, God, in you. So help us, oh God, that as we seek your face this morning, oh God, we seek to be in your will. Not my will, but we want your will to be done. Oh, God, thank you for your faithfulness again, God. Thank you for being great and faithful, God. Thank you for being consistent, God. Thank you for being the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank you, oh, God, that when I'm in you, I find the love that I need, Lord, because you said that you won't allow anything to separate me from your love to those that are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As long as I'm in Christ Jesus, oh God, I get to experience the fullness of your love, the fullness of your greatness, God. I don't just have to resort or satisfy or settle for new mercies, Lord, but God, you have so much more for me. You have so much more for each and every one of us. You have a greater calling, a higher calling, a greater anointing, life, and that more abundantly. God, you have so much more when we find ourselves in you. So we will lean into our own understanding this morning. But in all our ways, we acknowledge you, God. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, we bleed the blood right now, because nothing else can wash away our sins. Nothing else can make us whole again. Nothing else can heal our sickness. Nothing else can save our soul. Nothing else, God, can make us whole. Nothing else but the blood. And so we celebrate the life, all the death and the burial and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we thank you, God, for your mercies that are new every single morning, because you are great and you are faithful. Thank you, God, for another day that you have made, another day that we can bask in your glory, another day we can bless your name. For you said when we praise you, God, you come in and you inhabit our praises. Lord, I don't want to just praise you superficially, Lord, but I want my worship. I want my adoration. I want my praise to be a sweet-smelling savor in your nostrils, God. I want you to come down and rest in the midst of my praise, rest in the midst of my worship. So hear my cries, hear my pleas, hear my worship, God. Take joy in it this morning. Oh, God, let it be a dwelling place, Lord, because I want to put a smile on your face in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to make you proud, God. Hallelujah. I want you to be pleased with me, and not just with my worship, but I want you to be pleased with my walk and my talk. Lord, I want you to be pleased with my actions, my life. Lord, I want you to be pleased, God, with the life that I'm living, that I may walk worthy of the vocation wherewith I have been called. Lord, I've been called out of darkness, and I want to say thank you. And you didn't just call me out of darkness, but you called me, God, into shine to a marvelous light. And I want to say thank you, God. Glory to your wonderful name, because I'm no longer condemned. But now, God, I have life in that more abundantly because you live, because you love me, because I'm in you. So help me to remain steadfast and immovable, always abounding about your work. Because when I do your work, God, you remain in me. When I serve you in spirit and truth, God, you remain in me. And again, I get all that I need that only can come from you. You are the very air that I breathe. Thank you, God, for being my air this morning. You are my hope for today and my hope for tomorrow. Thank you, oh God, for being everything that I need. You are my strength, oh God, when I am weak, Lord. God, I want to say thank you for being everything that I need, God. Oh God, you are the one that keeps my mind in perfect peace as I keep my mind stayed on you. Thank you, God, for that. You are the provider of everything that I need. I give you glory, God. I give you honor, and I give you praise, because you are a magnificent God. You are a wonderful Savior. There is none like you, God. Magnificent in all your ways. Glorious in all your ways. And I acknowledge, Lord, today that I am nothing without you. Thank you for giving me another chance to say yes to your will and yes to your way. Thank you for another opportunity, God, to give your name glory and honor. God, I want to say thank you for being such a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. No wonder angels bow down before him and heaven and earth adores him, because our God is mighty. Our God is faithful. Our God is awesome. And so, God, as we sing the song, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, Lord, because we are proclaiming what your word has told us and has shown us over and over again. And not just in your word, because some people give us lip service. Some people just say things that don't live the life or don't fulfill the words of, that come out of their mouths. But Lord, you fulfill your promises every single day. Oh God, you protect us. You said that you would never leave us nor ever forsake us, that you would be with us until the end of the world. God, you remain the same. You do that consistently and you do that faithfully, God. And I want to say thank you, oh God, today. There's thankfulness in my heart and gratefulness in my heart for the God that I serve. And so with joy do I draw well from the wells of salvation this morning, because you saved me, you've made me whole, and you've blessed me, God, to be able to see another day. And Lord, I ask that you would guide and lead and direct your people, Lord, today, for the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and we can't do anything on this day without you giving us the direction and the strength and the victory that we need. Hallelujah, God. We read yesterday, and I don't have the scripture in my mind, but there is victory in Jesus. They said that if I'm in Jesus or I'm in Christ, we are able to triumph. Lord, that means that I have victory over everything that the enemy may throw my way. So I can boldly declare, because I have victory in Jesus, that no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper, because I get my victory in Christ. Help us to put you in every single situation in our lives. Help us, oh God, today to bring you in on everything, in our discussions, in our thoughts. Help us to magnify you and glorify you and invite you into every trial and every tribulation, Lord, because when you are in there, God, you give us the peace that we need to pass through the storm, to make it through the storm. And when you help us through the storm, we don't remain the same, but we come out encouraged. We come out stronger. We come out mightier. Help us, Lord, today to be in you, oh God, today. And that must mean, God, and that means, God, we must submit to you. We surrender all right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we submit ourselves to your throne. We submit ourselves to your way. We submit ourselves to your authority right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Lord, we say yes, Lord, yes, we'll trust you and obey. We say yes to your will and we say yes to your way, Lord, today. Come to more and have your way in us. Lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord, every day. Another thing that's popped up in my head from last night Bible study is that in Christ we find our purpose. Lord, some of us are wandering. We don't know what you have for us to do. We don't know what your plans are, God. But if we just seek you, if we just ask you, Lord, you will show us everything, because you have purpose for us. Your word says, for you know the thoughts that you think towards us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end or a hope and a future. Lord, you know the plans and you know the ways that you have for us. That's all we have to do is ask. We shall receive. Seek, we shall find, and knock, and it shall be opened. Lord, that's our petition this morning. We're asking for your direction, Lord, today. We're asking for your help, Lord. We are going to, as we continue in this day, we're going to seek after your face. Oh, God, we're going to meditate on you and praise you and magnify you and find ourselves praying without ceasing. And, Lord, we'll come up against anything that challenges us, and we'll knock on the door, Lord, knowing that you can knock down the door. No weapon formed against us. Nothing that the enemy throws our way can stop us, oh, God, or keep us from the victory that you have for each and every one of our lives. I pray for our families. I pray for our homes. I pray for our children. I pray for our jobs. I pray for our schools. I pray for our nation this morning. I pray for the church. I pray for my bishop, my pastor. God, I pray for the church as a whole, God. I pray for your people who have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light. Help us to stand with boldness. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because we get boldness when we are in Christ Jesus. It's not by our power, it's not by our might, but it's by your Spirit. So, Holy Ghost, come no more. Have your way in us today. Give us the victory. Give us victory. Give us victory. I pray for those senators that were shot yesterday and attacked by that man, Lord. I pray for healing in the nation, God. Help us, oh God, to get away from this foolishness, Lord, that we do things out of bitterness and do things out of frustration. Oh God, and some of that is even creeping into the church, Lord. Help us to forgive, Lord. Help us to put you first. And when we put you first, Lord, then we won't become self-focused. We'll remain God-focused. God, help us to keep you as our focus in our lives today. We can't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow's not promised. But Lord, keep my eyes stayed on you today. I pray for the president. I pray for Congress. I pray for the Senate and the House. I pray for leaders everywhere. I pray for your people. Give us to pray, not to faint, so that your will might be done and our nation and our land will be healed. Bless us this day, and we'll be blessed and we'll be kept. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.